Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Smart little Euro step and gets it to go. Tatum. Oladipo strips him again. Victor Oladipo ahead to Strus. Strus drive, blocked by Brown. Jaylen Brown with a rejection. Tatum's hurt down the other end. Brown looks to save it. Tatum in a lot of pain. He's still down. Brown banks it in and the foul. Oladipo jumper missed it. Fight for the rebound, Brown. So both teams without their star player. No Jimmy Butler. Right now, no Jason Tatum. Brown gets inside. Layup is good. Brown the drive, adjust, layup is good. Brown three-pointer, bang! Jaylen Brown from downtown. It's a one-point game. Strus for three, it's good. Max Strus from way downtown. Back up top, Adebayo, shot clock winding down. Adebayo's got to shoot it. Head fake, leans in, jumper, it's good. Bam, Adebayo knocks it down. Dangerous pass, stolen by Lowry. Kyle Lowry with a heads-up play. Strus banks it in. Oh, what a turnaround.
KJ, Don Darrow, WEEI. Good Sunday morning to you. 617-779-7937. The Celtics had to have it last night, Ed OG says, and didn't get it done. And it was somewhat embarrassing. Mark, good morning.
KJ, good morning. How are you?
I can feel it coming. The anger, the frustration.
Well, listen, you know, if you're asking me, am I disappointed that the Celtics came out and started that game the way they did after the huge win in Miami in game two with a chance, a clear-cut chance to take control of the series and drive home the fact that you were the better team in this series? Yes, I'm frustrated. Even if they won the game last night, there was absolutely no excuse to go down 26 points at home coming off of that game. No excuse for that.
I'm gonna take a bit of a different angle. I really take my hat off to Eric Spoelstra and the game plan they put together, because the Celtics, their MO is they want to come out and shoot the threes. And when they came out with the zone, when Miami came out with the zone, they said, you know what? Let's see how you do shooting these threes when people are in your face and not out of place. Because if you're trying to stay with Tatum one-on-one, if you're trying to stay with Brown one-on-one on the switches and the screens, you're going to be two steps behind. But when you're in the zone, you just need to step to your left, step to your right. And that's going to be a problem moving forward. And I think Miami might have turned this whole narrative of the series just off of that simple defensive adjustment. And it says a lot.
Look, give them credit. You know, obviously Eric Spoelstra is a good coach.
He's better than good.
He's a really good, he's a great coach. But still, I don't care that they were playing zone. I don't care they made some adjustments. If you're Jason Tatum and you're the superstar that you've emerged into, you cannot zone, man, all-stars on the other team. I don't care what the scenario is. You can't have 10 points and zero field goals in the second half. Unacceptable, disgusting. You can't have that happen. Can't have it happen.
Yeah, Tatum was not good last night. I tweeted out last night during the game, 617-779-7937. Get in on the conversation. Celtics just really stunk it up, really, starting in the first quarter last night. And it made tried to make it look pretty at the end, but it just wasn't going
to happen.
And
Jimmy Butler was out of that game. If he'd stayed in, there's no way you're clawing back into that game.
Yeah, and Jimmy Butler really wasn't even a factor when he was in the game.
That's right.
So here's the thing. I had a concern, and this has been with the Celtics the entire playoff so far.
Yeah.
If there was a big man who can get to the front lip of the rim, who is going to stop him, especially when we're dealing with the Robert Williams surgery? So in the Nets series, you said, well, hey, everything is about Durant and KD. I mean, about Durant and Kyrie. So that's more of a free-flow thing, but Bruce Brown kind of exposed that. But what happens when you have a Bam Adebayo who goes 15 for 22 from the field and took one free throw, took one three-pointer? So that means he was 15 for 21 in front of the rim.
Listen.
No Robert Williams. This team is in trouble.
There's a lot of areas to go, a lot of things to unpack. I don't want to hear what you just said, though, because the Celtics just handled.
But you just heard it.
Well, the Celtics just handled, though, for seven games, and they won a series against Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's a better big man than Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, he's the only thing the Bucks have. That's not the case with the Heat.
That's true.
Bam Adebayo hasn't been a factor in the first two games because why? Robert Williams was there.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to say? I mean,
it's true
for me. No, it is. You're right. He's a huge presence in this series, and we were talking on the phone before we got on the air about how Al Horford. He's not really a rim protector.
Nope.
He's a big, and he can use his length, and his length is useful in different spots, defensive. But a rim protector, it's different. Rob Williams is that, and he hasn't, when he's not there, obviously, with Bam specifically, that's a tough matchup, and it's frustrating. It's getting that news yesterday that he wasn't going to be in that game was frustrating, because this is a guy, I understand he's day-to-day, and the injury is the injury. But at the same time, when am I? You got to be there. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to be there. Because to be fair to myself, if we were talking about Tuukka Rask doing something like this, I would crush the guy. I would be all over Tuukka Rask if he was in and out and, ooh, my knees. There's a game you got to have. It's a huge game at home, game three, and he's out. And
I just don't think, because Daniel Tice is not going to be the defender that you need. That we've just clearly seen that. And even when Robert Williams, Daniel Tice would have 1 point over, 11 minutes? So literally, if you have no Rob Williams, that Daniel Tice is supposed to be that guy, and he isn't that guy. So the Celtics get really small when Rob Williams comes out of the game. And if you've got someone like a Bam Adebayo, now here's what's crazy. If you make it to the NBA Finals, then suddenly this isn't really a big problem about worrying about who can get to the rim. That's a big. But in front of you right now, it's going to be a problem. And with, like you said, with Jimmy Butler out of the game and not even a factor when he was in the game, the Celtics, despite what the score looked like, losing by six, the turnovers were really the big the front page story. 23 turnovers.
The turnovers. Can I just make one point here, though?
Yeah.
This is what I want to say, because this is the story of the series to me. This series, to this point, comes down squarely on the shoulders of Jason Tatum. That is the story of this series. Now, yes, you can look big picture, the turnovers. No. The story is Jason Tatum. Because in game one, I know he had 29 points.
But isn't that the simple way to go to say, hey, you're the superstar, so it's all on you, when we clearly saw that Bam Adebayo made 70% of his shots, from the closest part to the rim? There's nobody who could. Jason Tatum is not going to stop Bam Adebayo from going to the rim.
But what did you think was going to happen, though, when Rob Williams was out? It was hard. When he's out, it's hard. Bam is a tough matchup.
That's why I say I give Spoelstra a lot of credit. I didn't see them going to zone. And I've always said that Tatum and Brown are better wing players from the side of the court than trying to do all their action from the front of the court. Miami saw this, and all Tatum and Brown, if Tatum want to have a better game, he's attacking from the side of the zone, making them collapse. Who's going to be open for an open three? Maybe Grant Williams would hit some shots. Maybe Pritchard would have hit some shots. But you don't know that unless you attack that zone from the side and not from the top.
Well, I think they'll figure that stuff out. I think Ime Udoka will figure that out. They've played against zone enough. I think they'll be okay there. I'm saying I think the story is Jason Tatum. In game one, he had 29. However, what happened in that third quarter? He was the face of the disastrous third quarter that the Celtics experienced. turnovers. He came out mysteriously in some malaise. He looked completely out of it in that quarter, and that quarter is why you lost. Jason Tatum was the face of that horrendous quarter. Okay, in game two, yeah, he had 27 points. He was 4-6 from three. But that, I mean, everybody was hitting threes in that game, and I didn't feel, I said it afterwards, it was good that they won so convincingly, but I felt like Tatum didn't even have a big game because everybody was having a big game. So it didn't feel the same. And then in game three, obviously, it was just an embarrassing effort, an embarrassing showing, and just a complete disaster.
And Bam Adebayo had 31 points on 15 from 22 shooting.
But I don't care about that.
But that matters.
If Tatum plays better, they still win that game. This is about your best player. Your best player sets the tone for the team. He's the one that establishes the culture. And so far in this series, he has been more of the problem than the solution. That is the biggest story. Okay, because last night, on Saturday night, the Celtics, it wasn't just, oh, Tatum didn't do enough. Tatum was the reason they lost that game. He didn't just, oh, you got to do more
Bam
to help
Adebayo
them.
Bam Adebayo wasn't the reason why they won that game? Like... Again, Jason Tatum is not going to stop Bam Adebayo from getting to the front of the rim. It's simple.
I get that. But Bam Adebayo is going to have an easier time producing when Rob Williams isn't there. So to just go to his production, that's obtuse. You've got to find a way. I mean, Tatum could have offset that by being better. He wasn't. That's why it's on Tatum.
Tatum, 3-for-14, 6 turnovers. Jaylen Brown, 40 points, 14 of 20, 7 turnovers. Here's Coach Udoka talking about those 23 turnovers.
He made 24 turnovers, I think was the total number. How do you get you guys to just cut down on and value the ball?
You know, I understand they're going to play physical. Same thing they did in the third quarter of game one. Handled it better last game, only had 10 for the game, and had 10 in the first half, 8 in the third quarter today. But, when you're giving up 33 points off your turnovers, it's obviously hard to overcome. Got to understand how they're playing, loading up, stop playing in the crowd. You can see 2-3 people get off the ball, make it easier for your teammates.
Wow, he said stop playing for the crowd.
Right. That's exactly right. That's what they do.
That's why I like him.
The second the Celtics, and we used to use this term back when they were doing this, and it was, the Celtics who were bad, who were good.
November Celtics, yeah.
Yeah, or even before that, years before in the playoffs and stuff, when they thought they were, bigger and better than they really were. They hadn't won anything yet. Smelling themselves. That's what happened. The second you start smelling yourself against this team, they will make you pay. They keep coming. I mean, again, give them credit because they do have the Heat culture, which I still don't believe in, by the way. I don't think you can win a championship just doing that and not having superstar-level players. And if I'm wrong,
guess what? Wait. San Antonio did that for years.
San Antonio had one of the best power forwards to ever play the game when they did that. Okay,
but that's a different time and era. You're talking about a guy who was raised, born, the whole nine. That's a different era of the game. I'm talking about big-time A-list superstars. Tim Duncan is not the first one that comes to mind during the Kobe and Shaq era. He's not the first one.
He's the best power forward to ever play in some people's estimation.
I get that, but you're saying superstars. They had no superstars. They had a Hall of Famer who was... Yeah, there were no superstars. There were no superstars on that.
Tim Duncan wasn't a superstar?
Who had Tim Duncan posters in the room? When I think superstar, I'm thinking about commercials. I'm thinking about all NBA, MVPs. Yeah, that's superstar. Because it's part Hollywood. It is, Mark.
No.
If you're going to tell me that, that San Antonio team was loaded with superstars, man, kill me with that.
Tim Duncan was he's a top 10 player all time.
He's the greatest of all time in terms of power forward, but he's not a superstar. He wasn't a superstar. He's not Shaq or Kobe.
I can't even argue this.
The Heat can go to the conference, can go to the NBA Finals because they have a team. What they're showing the Celtics is that, hey, there are disciplines that you have to have as a team that it doesn't matter if you have a superstar or not. If you get the job done and everybody knows their role and does what they're supposed to do, then everybody sleeps at night. Look, you saw at the end of the game last night, Jimmy Butler standing there in sliders like, hey, guys, good job. Like, you didn't need me to get the job done. What you're saying is, if there is no Tatum, this Celtics team cannot get the job done. And do you believe that?
Yes, they need Jason Tatum to play well in order to beat this team. Yes.
You make it seem like nobody scored 40 for the Celtics. Jaylen Brown scored 40. It comes down to the turnovers. And that first quarter, you gave up 39 points in the first quarter. It is hard to chase down that deficit. That's just all it
That's
is.
Right. I didn't
and no rim protection.
I didn't think we'd see that type of quarter again in this series. But you know, you're right. Don't get me wrong. Rob Williams not being there is a huge deal. It's a huge deal. And I, you know, again, I'm frustrated that it's so in and out. You don't know what's happening. He's in. He can't, like, get on the court. It's the playoffs. There's nothing else to save your knee from or for. Like, you have all summer to save your knee. This is the play.
And
quite
still there.
Listen, well, yeah. Okay. But quite frankly, if this series goes sideways because Rob Williams can't play, I mean, that changes the narrative for me in terms of whether or not I put him on the trade block or think about moving him, because you just can't rely on him.
Or,
you
know? Or just get a defensive-minded center to come off of the bench. That's it for real cheap.
He's a special talent. I like Rob Williams. I'd like to see him in the Celtics uniform for
He's not tradable.
What do you mean he's not tradable?
He's not tradable. No, no.
Okay.
Because you don't know what you're going to get in return. You know what you already have. It's KJ and Don Darrow, 617-779-7937. All right, we'll take your calls when we come back. We got Kyle waiting. We got TC waiting. We're going to talk to you shortly. But right now, it's time to trend with Ethan.
Merlone, Fourier, and Mago.
Weekdays, 2 to 6.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right. So, yeah, not a great game. This is what's trending here at WEEI and WEEI.com. The Celtics trying to claw back late, fell to the Heat last night 109-103. Brings the series 2-1 in favor of Miami. Seas obviously fell behind pretty early, real quickly in the first quarter, and then just kind of played catch up all night. But those 23 turnovers will keep you from completing any sort of comeback on any night, whether it's playoffs or not. Brown did have that 40-point game while, as I don't know if you guys mentioned this or not, I was working on some stuff, but Jason Tatum, 3-for-14, just 10 points. Tough night for him, I guess you could say. Game 4 will be Monday night. Tip-off's going to be at 8:30 p.m. here in Boston, and apparently Jimmy Butler, who had to exit the game last night, is actually noted to be as questionable with that knee issue he's been dealing with since the Eastern quarterfinals. Meanwhile, the Red Sox currently on a 4-game win streak now after beating the Seattle Mariners 6-5 yesterday. Rafael Devers hit a pair of home runs, and now the Red Sox lead that series 3-0 with the final game of that series today at 1:35 p.m. You can catch the pregame of Brian Barrett at 12:35 p.m. right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. I am Ethan Hristodoulou, and that's what's trending here on WEEI and WEEI.com.
All right, trending now is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car, donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
No field goals in the second half, just 2 points. What did their defense do to you? What didn't you, how didn't you attack, or what happened tonight?
Obviously, they played well from the beginning, but, you know, 6 turnovers and, you know, no field goals in the second half, that is unacceptable. You know, honestly, I got to play better. You know, I feel like I left the guys hanging tonight. You know, that's on me. And, you know, I acknowledge that. That was a tough one.
KJ and Don Darrow, WEEI 617-779-7937. Join the conversation talking last night's Celtics. Let's call it what it is. Debacle. Started ugly. Finished with hope. But, you know, it's like a boxer who has one punch left in him, but has got both arms down. They just got socked. Like, the game was not as close as the score was last night, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, you could try to be optimistic. The no field goals thing in the second half just... I can't get my arms around it. I can't get my arms around Jason Tatum not having a field goal in the second half of a huge playoff game. I mean, it's just, you had the opportunity to really take control of the series and to
become
come out and to start like that.
Become the superstar and start doing the superstar dance a little bit, kind of. Is this really what we're kind of talking about? Is like this kind of this graduation for the rest of the country to see that, hey, look, Jason Tatum really is that superstar. These games are not on cable. They're on free TV. This is a chance for Des Moines, Iowa to see the greatness of Jason Tatum and disappoints. When I say all along, you had nobody to protect the rim. Look, MVP of the team, Jason Tatum. Second most important, well, Jaylen Brown. Most important player, Time Lord. Time Lord. If there's Time Lord in that game yesterday, you could probably say Bam Adebayo doesn't have at least 10 to 12 of his points.
Okay. So I'll just say, I mean, I'm going to make this as clear as possible. And I understand they didn't have Rob Williams. Whether or not you have Rob Williams, whether or not Bam Adebayo is going off, there is no excuse or reason for Jason Tatum to have 10 points, 0 field goals in the second half, and to get outscored, out-rebounded, and outplayed by P.J. Tucker. I don't care if Rob Williams is in, out, scoring 50, scoring 2 points, completely inept. Jason Tatum should never have that type of stat line, ever, never, ever.
So look, Tatum was 1 for 7 for 3, right? And that's what we talked about, Miami playing the zone. He's 3 for 14 overall. That means he's 2 for 7 from inside of the three-point arc. So you're like, okay, 2 for 7. If you say a guy's going 2 for 7 from inside, you know, from two, he's not getting to the free throw lines, only 3 for 4. So he wasn't going. So that says he's not going to the hole. But when you're playing zone, this is what I said you have to do. So at some point you have to say, well played, Spoelstra. You figured out what Tatum wants to do, get the three off early and then go to the hole later. And if he can't get the three off early, you know what he's going to try and do, and there's not, and he didn't do it.
But with the zone, there's opportunities to find guys open for shots.
Oh, so now we're talking about guys who readily hit open shots for the Celtics. Yeah, remember Grant Williams had 25 shots from three, right? So that's what they're saying. We rather you either try your luck at shooting from the top of the key, which Tatum likes to do, or Brown, who likes to drive from the top of the key. If you have no sideway action, it's going to be a long night. A long night. Pritchard wasn't hitting those outside shots.
So, I don't know. What's your point? That the zone...
You just heard my point. If Miami knows that you want to shoot the three and you play a zone where you're up top up front, you have no rebounders, you have no people to protect the rim, you play zone on D, and you go to the hole on offense. If they played that same tape again for game four, you're going to get similar results, especially if Rob Williams is going to be questionable and can't play.
But
you don't need Jimmy Butler to do what they did.
You're talking about them playing zone, but then you're talking about the Celtics' inability to protect the rim. I thought we were talking about the Celtics
That's on
offense.
Defense, Mark. That's on defense.
Yeah, I understand, but I was asking about the Celtics' offense.
Well, they can't hit threes if you're in the zone and you're like, okay, we don't believe you have anybody who can rebound or anybody who we have to worry about getting to the hole. We're just going to stand out here and watch you take your shots, get the rebounds.
Why would the Heat believe the Celtics are incapable of hitting threes? Why would they believe that?
Because Tatum was 1-for-7 from three. Jaylen Brown, 3-for-9 from three. Those are your primary three-point shooters for the team. Yeah, Horford was 3-for-5. Well, and guess where he was hitting those? From the corner where the zone is exposed on the side. That's how you attack a zone. You don't attack the zone from the top. You have to attack it from the side. And what the Heat are saying is, look, Jaylen, look, Tatum. If you guys are not going to be willing to come through the side, we'll stand out here all day and watch you take shots. Now, how did the game start? Missing a bunch of shots from outside.
Okay, so I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you told me, okay, that before the game, the Heat's game plan was to dare Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown to take and make shots, I would do a song and dance. I mean,
From outside? Absolutely. Because here, what are people always screaming when it comes to the Celtics? Eventually take the ball to the hole. So if you're standing out there, because look, when it comes to sticking to a man-to-man, you're not going to stay with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. They're going to get an open foot or an open step or two and hit that three. That's what's been happening. But when you're in the zone and you're stationary, everybody's right there in front of you. That defender is already there. There's no switching off. None of that stuff is happening. So you've got to take the shot stationary. What happens when you're taking a shot stationary and not making the defense chase? Shot's not as open. Smart play by Spoelstra. How do you fix that? You attack the zone and kick out. Find open shooters or go to the hole. Hopefully get the hoop in the harm or what have you. That didn't happen.
You just talked about that they dared two of the two best players.
And they didn't hit their open shots, Mark. What the zone, you know how zone works? A 2-3 zone, you stick two guys up at the front, and you're guarding the perimeter. You have three guys towards the back, but they played a 2-1-2, so that means they had a guy in the middle to prevent someone from driving. I mean, how are we going there? You saw what happened. The zone worked. They did not hit those outside shots, and neither did they go driving to the hole. And meanwhile, when the Heat were on offense, all they did was stick their big man in the paint and feed him all day.
Yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is Jason Tatum should be good enough, whatever they're doing, whatever they're playing, to figure it out and to have more than 10 points and to impact the game more than
he did. Yeah, because Miami's not good enough, right? Like, that's the other side. This is the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. They belong here. This is no fluke. This is not some 8 seed that went on some special miraculous run through the playoffs. This is the top seed. This is a mirror image and maybe just a slightly better mirror image when it comes to being a team versus having a superstar who's trying to lead a team. There's a difference. I'm not saying Jimmy Butler's a superstar. I'm not saying Tim Duncan's a superstar either. Frank Gore isn't a superstar, is he? Is Frank Gore a superstar? That proves my point about Duncan. But what I'm saying Frank Gore is not a superstar, but he's the third-time all-time leading rusher. So that gives you your Tim Duncan argument there. But the Celtics are learning that you can be beat by a team that doesn't have an individual superstar. And you do this in small ways, like play a zone. Or make them shoot take your outside shots when there are already perimeter defenders out there and nobody's chasing anybody. They believe that Tatum and Brown would rather go to the hole later than sooner.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. Help me out. Ethan, help me. Like, help me.
What do you need help with? They played a zone. They missed their outside shots. You play zone to make people shoot from the outside.
First of all, you're comparing Frank Gore to Tim Duncan.
Well, okay, Frank Gore is the third-time all-time leading rusher, is he not?
But Tim Duncan, he led the Spurs to 5 titles. He's one of the best of all time.
I didn't say that he wasn't. I just said he wasn't a superstar. You can have records and all that stuff like that. But my point being is this, is the Heat are showing the Celtics you don't need a superstar in waiting or a superstar to get the job done. Sometimes you just have to play smarter.
Sure. I mean, let's see if they win the championship. You know, they haven't won. The Celtics haven't won anything yet. Neither have the Miami Heat.
So but the Miami Heat have beaten them in this spot before.
That's right. And let's see if they win the championship. Okay. And I think you're right. The Heat culture, it is effective. It is real. Okay. But I don't think that I think the reason that the Celtics are struggling is because the Heat are bullying Tatum and he's having a tough time dealing with it. That's why I think the Celtics are struggling. Sure, give Spo credit for the adjustment to the zone. It worked. It was a great move by a great coach. But I think that Jason Tatum should be able to adjust himself. And despite the fact that Miami went to zone and changed it up on him, he should be able to be more productive than 10 points and zero field goals in the second half. That is what I'm saying. It doesn't matter who's on the court or what they're doing. He's better than 10 points and zero field goals in the second half. That's why I'm on Tatum and his performance.
KJ and Dondero, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Thank you so much for joining us. Here's Al Horford talking about the feelings that it seems like the team when they're back at home in front of their fans and how it kind of threw up in their face last night.
Al, 39-18 in the first quarter there. I know the turnovers is one part of it, but Emake said you guys just came out flat. How do you kind of explain that in a game of this magnitude?
Well, the reality is that I guess, you know, that could happen. It's, you know, we have to be better, but, you know, that's something that can happen. And we have to understand we need to, you know, simple as that, we just need to be better. We need to come out with more sense of urgency. I think coming back home, you tend to relax a little bit. And I feel like we did that at the beginning. And then finally in the second, we started to play a little bit. So you can't spot a team, you know, this much points. It's tough. And despite that, you know, I felt like we were in position there to win the game at the end.
Yeah. I mean, this is maybe I still think game one, that collapse was more disappointing because if you're up 2-0 coming home, then Miami feels a lot more pressure. And they might have been the ones forcing the issue and doing too much.
Yeah. It's just frustrating. They had a chance to take control of the series, something they did not have once against the Bucks until the end. They had a chance to do that here. And now, you know, and I don't know what it means because the Celtics have lost in their last five home games in the playoffs. They're 2-3, but yeah. Now they have to do one of two things. Okay. One of two things. You either have to win three games in a row, Boston, or you're going to have to win game 7 in Miami. Both feel like tall orders.
Well, I think there's a possibility they can win another game on the road, but it's very rare. I mean, obviously it happened in the last series. But when you get to this point, to lose two games at home, you'd almost say whoever that happens to is the loser of the series. It really comes down to that. So really, it comes down to whoever wins the next road game most likely wins this series.
I like that, yes.
Right.
You're right. They could win another road game. But again, you're going to beat this team three times in a row. That feels unlikely, you know? And then if you don't, it comes down to beating them at their place in a game 7, which is obviously really hard to do. So the Celtics, that's why I thought they'd win game 3. They lose game 4. And then they'd only have to win 2 games in a row, which I think they'd have obviously a better chance of doing than 3. And they could have finished it off at home. But again, now it's a developing opinion. I don't know how much the home court advantage really means. They're 2-3 in their last 5.
It's like hockey now.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know why, but it just feels like, you know, game 7 maybe notwithstanding, that might still be a bigger factor, the home court. I don't know. It was obviously against the Bucks, I think. But, I mean, let me ask you this question.
Well, let's go to Jonathan in Brookline because he's waiting. 617-779-7937. Thanks for joining the conversation, Jonathan. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I love the show. So when I look at that game last night, I don't look at that game where I look at both teams, and I'm not saying, like, Celtics have no chance of winning the series. Heat are a much better team. I just look at that game like I looked at game 5 of the last series against the Bucks, and, like, come on. Like, why do we have to lose that? Why do we have to do this ourselves? Where now, like you said, we either have to win 3 games in a row or we have to go game 7 in Miami, which we know is really tough. The fans are going wild, Heat culture, blah, blah, blah. But going back to specifics of last night, all that happened to me is Ime got out-coached by Spoelstra, who's a great tactical coach, great coach all around, and Tatum needs to step up. It's not that Tatum is the superstar and he needs to lead this team, and he's not that much far ahead the guys behind him. Like, it's not like comparatively to the Heat where it's like a five-person cohesive unit where everyone is pretty even skill-wise. Jason Tatum needs to be a guy who, in these kinds of games, steps up in the fourth quarter, scores 25, behind an incredible performance by Jaylen Brown. So to me, when I look at that game, you wasted one of Jaylen Brown's best postseason games where he was firing on all cylinders. Okay, and in terms of Rob Williams, I think that we really, really saw why this team needs him, not on the offensive end, but on the defensive end. Like you said, Bam Adebayo is not a guy who has shown up in this series, but because Rob Williams misses game after game after game, Daniel Tice is not a good enough defensive player or, frankly, player to guard Bam Adebayo or whoever the Heat throw at him.
Jonathan, you're in high school?
He's gone. Thanks for the call, Jonathan.
Yeah, he just did our show. He just did our last 38 minutes.
Here's where I disagree with Jonathan. Thanks for the call. Jaylen Brown had a good score. Like, he had 40, but seven turnovers is not good. I mean, he looked ugly, again, handling the ball. So it wasn't a masterpiece of a performance by any stretch for Jaylen Brown. It was a good offensive performance, and he filled it up nicely. But he turned the ball over too many times. He looked too inept in moments driving to the rim. I did not think it was some brilliant performance from Jaylen Brown. A good job scoring when Tatum wasn't doing bupkis, but not a masterpiece from Brown. He has to be more, he has to tighten it up, handling the ball, and the turnovers is the story. The turnovers is absolutely the story.
Here's Jaylen Brown last night.
Your personal turnover, it seemed like they're just kind of grabbing at the ball, knocking it away. What can you do to be more secure with the ball?
Just be stronger. Did a shot today, taking care of the basketball, but just being stronger, you know, driving. I'm going to keep being aggressive. I'm going to keep getting to the basket. I'm going to keep doing what I do, but be stronger when I get in there. They let a lot of stuff go tonight, especially when I feel like I drive and I get to the basket. I feel like it's two hands on me all the time. I don't ever get those hand-checking calls, but I don't make excuses. We get better. I did a job taking care of the basketball. Today, I got to do better.
You know, Mark, I thought about this last night when I watched the game for a second, because it looks like Jaylen Brown goes down a lot when these turnovers are happening. Like, maybe get, like, real high-top sneakers to cover your ankles. I don't know. Like, stay up, please. But, yeah, it's... We saw this in the last series with Milwaukee as well. It just seems like there's something not happening when it comes to trying to dribble and drive confidently. It seems like the confidence isn't there, and that's what's happening with the turnovers. Yeah, I think it was a little too late when Jaylen Brown went on the mission, because I think if Jaylen Brown doesn't do that, the Celtics lose by 20. I think that's just all it really did. It didn't stop them from winning. It didn't. Correct. It wasn't going to win them the game. I mean, granted, he got the game to within 1 point. But look what all that was spent by that point.
I just think, you know, it's natural to feel better about the whole situation game in and game out when your superstar is engaged and playing well. And if Tatum is struggling, that really is hard for the Celtics, not just to overcome statistically and in the physical game, but just mentally. You know, then everybody else might put a little bit more pressure on themselves, and they know they need to try to step up, and they might start trying to do things that they're not capable of doing, or trying to do too much to make up for what Jason Tatum isn't doing. The way it's supposed to work is that Tatum is the best player. He is the best player. So you got to play like it. If you're not, things get off script, and you're knocked off your spot a little bit, and that's when things get clunky. It's not like they can't win if he's having a subpar effort. But it's really, I mean, he was the reason they lost last night. That's unacceptable.
Well, we've talked about it here on KJ and Dondero about, like, the 30 for 30 theory with Tatum and Brown. Like, if you can get both of those guys to score 30 in a game, find it almost impossible for the other team to win. But if we said if one guy's got 40, another one's got, like, 15, 17, there might be a bit of an issue, because you say, okay, you're going to need to get to that 60 number, and Tatum and Brown were 50, 40 and 10. So, yeah, from a point standpoint, you say, hey, look, if you got seven more points out of Jason Tatum, the Celtics win the game, you know, just by the mathematics. So, again, there's a part of me that says, yes, Tatum did not show up last night, but there's another part of me that said, you just saw one of Eric Spoelstra's golden nuggets last night. And you just have to call it what it is. You know, like, if she doesn't love me, I just have to admit that we're not going to be seeing each other anymore. And I think that's what last night was, is Eric Spoelstra. And I guess that's kind of what Jonathan was saying, is that, hey, maybe the Celtics got a little bit outcoached. You could see the frustration.
They did.
Let's go to Rick in New Hampshire, what he saw last night in the Celtics game. Rick, thanks for the call, man.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
I think you guys are way off base a little bit. I think first game they would have won.
How are we way off base a little bit?
Listen, I think this is going to say like I'm crazy. I didn't want Tatum to even come back in that game when he went to the locker room. Because he's playing like crap, okay? They would have won that game without him. One factor in both losses are the turnovers, not Eric Spoelstra. That's a joke, okay? It's all about the turnovers.
Do you like Jason Tatum at all as a player? Do you like Jason Tatum as a player at all?
He's the best player on the team.
So why would you not want him back in the game?
He wasn't last night. Because he wasn't last night. He was nowhere to be found.
I understand your feelings, Rick, and believe me, that thought crossed my mind. But
Can I throw a conspiracy theory? Can I throw a conspiracy?
Sure.
Gonna shut me off the radio when I say it.
No, I like it.
I totally believe that game was thrown.
I thought he was gonna say Ghislaine Maxwell in there. So.
All right, yeah, okay, throw him off the radio.
Yeah, thanks, Rick.
I thought he was gonna be.
I thought he was gonna
have something like legitimate. That's not what happened.
You know, that was 60-foot bases at a Major League Baseball game comment right there.
I mean, look.
he pitched it for the mound for 45
feet. What Tatum did last night was borderline incomprehensible. I mean, I remember late in the game, he had a little fadeaway jumper that was an air ball. Like, I didn't know what
frustration
was going on.
Frustration with that zone. I mean, I know you don't want to hear that. You'll see if he makes the adjustments tomorrow night.
Look, I don't want to make it out like I'm not giving Spo and the Heat credit. They deserve a lot of credit for that performance in that game, okay? But Jason Tatum, there was nothing that, you know, he had plenty of opportunities to produce. And he missed shots and missed opportunities that he normally converts on. So I
get
it. He
went 1-for-7 for three because of that zone. I'm just saying.
Okay, I mean,
I know it's going
to
drive
you crazy. You tried to tell me earlier that they were daring Tatum and Brown to beat them by shooting the ball. I will take that every day of the week.
Wait, you're saying that like I'm saying from anywhere. I'm talking about go ahead and take your threes from the top of the key. You have nobody to go down and rebound. You're not kicking out the ball. You're not driving. You're not moving the ball. If you're going to stand there and take the stationary three and we don't have to chase a defender or go through a screen, we'll take that all day.
Are they open threes?
When you're in the zone, they're not open threes because there's already a man on the bench. Well, I mean, if they're good shots, but if they're not, how can I best put it? If you're not making the defender work,
but if
a defender has to run through a screen, come off of a guy, and then come and chase to the ball, you've got much more time to hit that shot. That shot's more open than if the defender's already there and not facing any type of kind of collisions or having to chase the ball. Nobody had to chase the ball.
So you said to me earlier that the Heat dared them to shoot the ball and
from deep.
But then later you said that the Celtics need to drive and dish more to
because
kick it out
you're
to
not
the
hitting
shooters.
The shots from the deep.
So drive and dish to what? To the 3-point shooters, you said.
But there, who else would those shooters be? Grant Williams, Peyton Pritchard, Al Horford hit 3 from 5. Al Horford was your outside threat last
night. So you want Al Horford and Grant Williams shooting?
That
three.
Was the only options. That's why I'm saying Spoelstra coached a masterful game just by going the zone, and they're going to have to make the adjustments, and the adjustments they make is you have to attack the zone from the sides. Nobody, I don't believe, can stop Tatum or Brown going to the hole. Either it's going to be a 2-point bucket, a hope and a harm, or it's going to be a foul call.
So for you, you want the Celtics, if the Heat do that again, to drive and dish to Al Horford, and you want to put the series in the hands, or drive to the rim.
I just gave you the options right there. You go to the hole, you get two in the foul, you get the fouls, or someone may be open. There are more options than just when you stand at the top of the key and just fire them. Look, 617-779-7937. It's KJ and Don Darrow. We continue the conversation next here on WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Follow up on Marcus, just what he went through and any comments from him after the game of how he's holding up?
No, I don't know anything yet. He obviously came back and played. Looked like he rolled an ankle. Jason got a stinger, but they both were able to continue and finish the game. So I'm assuming they'll be okay.
KJ and Don Darrow, WEEI. Thank you so much for hanging out. 617-779-7937. We're talking Celtics still to come. We'll talk about what's been kind of a recurring theme here on KJ and Don Darrow about what's going on with the Patriots, and then Greg Bedard made some comments. That's coming in 15 minutes. But, Mark, I guess back to last night's game, and Al Horford said it in a cut earlier, once you give up 39 points in the first quarter, it's just very hard to come back from that. Like, you almost need your own 40-point quarter.
Per ESPN stats and info on Twitter, okay, the Heat have won just two quarters in this series. Third quarter of game one and first quarter of game three. Winning those quarters by a combined 46 points. Miami is the first team in NBA postseason history to win just two quarters in the first three games and have a series lead.
And we're going to say Spoelstra's just an okay or just a good coach. That's something masterful there, right? That's like, you know, when you see those guys doing like martial arts, and they can hold like an entire house on one finger because they're concentrated. That's what you're kind of seeing.
Look, Spoelstra's a great coach. But again, I think this is more about the Celtics and Jason Tatum than Spoelstra just being a great coach.
But isn't that the easy narrative? Okay.
What do you mean the easy narrative?
Tatum had a bad night last night, but this kind of goes back to game one with blowing that lead in the third quarter. You don't play defense. That's what happens. And then last night, they just got punched in the mouth early. And tactically done in, right? So literally, this is more of a team problem. And again, like I said, with no Rob Williams, you lose that game last night because you don't have Rob Williams. You lost
that game. That would have helped. That would have helped, yeah.
No, that would have been a win.
Okay.
There's no way Bam Adebayo goes for 31-10, making 15 of 21 shots from like right in front of the rim.
That's fine. And maybe that is why you lost the game. Maybe if Rob Williams played, I mean, we don't know for sure, but I'll even go with you. I'll buy in. If he played, the Celtics win that game. But he didn't play. And as a result, your superstar player needs to step up and be better than 10 points and no field goals in the second half. That's what's inexcusable.
And because of that, the Celtics lost the game, right? Like, right.
Yes, because that's what ended up happening. They knew he wasn't playing Rob Williams. And as a result, I need Tatum, the best player on the team, to step up. That's what I need. That's what the best player on the team does in big playoff games.
Jimmy Butler didn't play the entire second half.
So?
And Miami won that game, right? So their best player wasn't there.
He got hurt. He was out of the game.
Means he can't do anything at all. He can't even give you the 10 points that Tatum gave you.
Which makes it even worse that Tatum couldn't help the Celtics win that game. Tatum didn't have an injury.
I think it just comes down to what Spoelstra decided as a defensive set to put against the Celtics. I thought that was smart. And I thought they just went, even when you look at the Milwaukee series, when Brooke Lopez and Bobby Portis were right there in front of the rim, that's when the Celtics had the most trouble. And they just got exposed with that last night.
Okay, but
at the rim, there's nothing to protect.
But a superstar, okay, is going to
stop. He's
going to
stop Bam Adebayo because the conversation might be having tonight is like, oh my gosh, he was overworked and you need help and you know why you have him on Adebayo when you know he can't handle that matchup. You can't have Tatum do everything.
Okay.
What they did was they stopped Tatum from what he wanted to do early, and because he didn't do that early, he was never able to catch up.
This may not be apples to apples, but I'll just give you a rough example. Okay, when the Patriots got down 28 points in Super Bowl 51 to the Falcons, okay, you didn't just chalk it up. Hey, tip your cap to Dan Quinn. He had a great game plan. He's a great coach, and they beat you.
No. Let me finish. Ryan throwing on third down. That's all that came down to. But if they don't throw that ball and the ball's not incomplete, there's no 28-3 narrative. That's what everybody knows. Matt Ryan dropped back and threw the ball third down.
That's irrelevant based on what I'm saying.
It's not irrelevant. The clock continues to run.
Shut up and let me talk.
Oh, wait. We don't do that. We don't say shut up.
Oh, sorry.
We don't do that.
Okay. Let me finish the analogy. What I'm trying to say is that Tom Brady rallied the troops. Tom Brady turned his game around, and he helped them get to a point where they could win the game. Okay, yeah, Matt Ryan got sacked or whatever. It was a bad call. They should have run the ball. Whatever. Brady did his part to get them into the place to win the game because he's the superstar. Okay, you don't do that. I mean, Jason Tatum did not do that. Didn't do it. And he needs to be the guy. Brown had 40, but Tatum is the guy. And he did nothing in terms of helping change the narrative, change the feel to that game, the culture that the Celtics had brought to the game three. He didn't produce when it mattered. He did none of that. He's the best player. You've got to do something when you're the best player, and he didn't do it. Sorry, I was saying shut up to you.
Yeah, you might need to see the Birds therapist on Ozark there. Just kidding.
The Birds therapist. She's no longer around. She retired.
It's KJ and Don Darrow. The second hour on WEEI is next. 617-779-7937. Thanks so much for hanging out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.